Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey.
I heard my man Zebo is really involved in community these days.
He is. Cornerback Zach Bowman recently visited the Naval Station Great Lakes to help children assemble care packages to be sent to troops overseas. And he also shared his story of growing up in a military family.
Good job, Zebo.
That's where they go to the players. This way you can stay.
He's a player.
I was asked to do this a few weeks ago, and I hopped on the opportunity. It means a lot to me because I grew up in a military family. I was just like you guys, same age a long time ago. My dad was in the Air Force, and he was in the Air Force for 25 years.
The Bears and USO of Illinois host events each month for preteen and teenage children in military families. The events include fun activities to help kids who often move around the country make new friends, something Zach Bowman knows a lot about.
I know, as being a military child, that it's tough, you know, say moving from place to place, making and meeting new friends. Well, I'll tell you this, it was fun for me. I was able to meet some of my closest friends while traveling around the world with my dad.
The Bears cornerback brought up one vivid memory of moving across the country as a young boy.
We were living in South Carolina, and my dad came home. He was like, guess what? I'm like, what? He was like, we're moving to Alaska. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And I didn't want to leave, so I remember this. My parents went out, they bought a van, packed all of us in there. We drove from South Carolina all the way to Alaska.
That would probably take 4 days.
It took us 15 days. 15 days.
What would a question and answer session with a Bears cornerback be without some football talk?
I started playing football in the fourth grade. And I was all confused. I had my thigh pads on my knees and my knee pads on my thighs. This is my first time, but it was fun.
He also had advice for children of military families who move and transfer to new schools.
It's always important to keep up your grades because when you go to a new school, you have to transfer your old grades to the new school, and it always looks good when you are able to transfer in good grades. It makes your life a lot easier.
Four meal.
And the candy. Bowman helped assemble care packages for troops overseas after talking to the children about his childhood.
It meant a lot. I mean, you know, I was in a lot of these kids' shoes back when I was a young guy. So it means a lot to come back and, you know, to be able to speak to these kids and kind of give them my story.
I think it is actually pretty interesting. It keeps us all connected in a way, I guess you could say. He had the same experiences that other communities have with their kids and their Army families.
It was really cool because my dad just told me, put your jersey on, we might see the Bears today. I'm like, oh, they're playing today? And so then he brought me here. I'm like, oh, so they're playing here?
I was always told, you know, you're never too busy for your fans. You know, you're never too busy for people who need you. And, you know, regardless of it's, you know, you giving a donation or just giving time, you know, they will always appreciate it. As a military child, you know, I just want to tell y'all, you know, I know sometimes it may be tough and rough, but, you know, if you stick it out, there's always a bright future for you guys.
Anthony, I have to tell you, this one little boy at the Naval Station Great Lakes, during the Q&A, he had the funniest question, and Zach Bowman actually said it was his favorite question.
Uh-oh.
And he said, how disappointed were you when the team was 3-1?
Wow. Not very.
Actually, Zach Bowman didn't really know how to answer it. Hey, but
3-1 is pretty good.
I know. And it was just one of those really cute kid questions. Uh-huh. So I think everyone really appreciated that. But actually, the day that we were at the Great Lakes Naval Station was also the same day that a bunch of Bears players went to Coal City, Illinois, to help the tornado victims.
Right,
we were both
right
there. So Zach Bowman spent his entire day off out in the community. What an all-star. He started the day in Coal City,
and he ended the day
talking to those kids. So pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, just to be a pillar in a community like that, and you're playing in a football game, and the next day you're handing out blankets and food and stuff like that, and then you're going to talk to kids. That's awesome. Hats off to Z-Bo.
Absolutely. Up next, we head across the border to the legendary Brat Stop. It marks the dividing line between the Bears and the Packers.
I would say probably a good portion of our staff is Bear fans. I don't know if there's something wrong with them or what, but...
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.